I like fun. I like being creative. I like fun being creative. This is what life's all about, is having fun and being creative. I'm always making illustrations with my pets because they're very special to me. And my beautiful golden retriever, Rex, is very special. We go for a walk every morning and up and down the mountainsides all around the campus. It's a wonderful, wonderful walk. Some mornings it's freezing cold outside, some mornings it's toasty nice. And most of the time, it's just ordinary. But I have fun. I like to take a stick and throw it for my dog and let him retrieve it and bring it back because he calls that fun and I call that fun. We're playing together. I like to go on a walk, and before I take a walk, I take a little treat and I give it to my dog and I say, "This is for you." I love treats and I know you do too. And he looks at me and wags his tail so hard and so fast and so heavy that it just shakes his whole rear end and his body just jumps in joy. And I know that he's having fun. I know that he's being creative. And then we walk along, and when we go on the leash, I hold the leash loosely in my hand. And he always wants to play his game and have fun. He wants to go between my legs and make me give him hugs and make me give him all sorts of affection. And I say, "Okay, now," and I hold out the palm of my hand. I say, "Now let's walk." And so then he walks. But you see, what he's doing, he's having fun, and he's being himself, and he's doing all the things that make him very happy. And as these things make him very happy, he is having fun. He's having fun doing what is making him feel creative. He will go and smell a bush. He will smell a plant. He will smell rocks. He will smell everything. For him, his nose is the most exciting organ of his body. It takes him on adventures beyond anything I can imagine. He's having the time of his life and he's having fun. I like fun too. And I use my eyes more than I use my nose. And I look at Rex and I say, "You're fantastic, you're one." And when I say that, he comes and he cuddles next to my side. He says, "Pet me, tell me, say it again, Herb, say it again." He just loves to hear that. And it's fun for him. And then he's off wandering through some trees or through some bushes, and he's checking on what he sees, and he's investigating to make sure this is what is exciting. He understands it all. And then last night, our genie brought in a mouse. Instead of taking the mouse out, genie brought the mouse into the house. And so, when she brought the mouse into the house, this disturbed Rex very much. He says, "Hey, there is a mouse in this house, and I am a mouse catcher." And he did his ultimate to catch that mouse. He went behind everything. He pushed everything aside. And so I pulled out the refrigerator, and the mouse came running out on the left of the refrigerator, and Rex was on the right. Oh, we were having such fun. And the mouse looked up at me, and he says, "I'm not too sure about this place. I think I'd rather be somewhere else." And so he scooted behind the couch. And right behind him, a few moments later, was Jeannie. She had brought him in, and she was going to check and see how he's doing. And so she ran behind the couch and she was checking him out. Well, now, everybody was having fun, even the mouse. Even the mouse loved to be chased. It loved to have the world know that it's here. It loved to be part of the family. It loved to be part of the life. This is what we all do. We all love to be part of life. We love to be part of the family. We love to be part of the activities that are going on in our world because it is fun. And it's lots of fun. So, how do we go about being creative? Well, Rex is creative in following the mouse. Rex is creative in going into the shed. And when he goes into the shed, he looks around very carefully. And within an instant flash, he's got the mouse and he's got him in his mouth. and he takes them out of the shed, and he takes them to play out on the hillside. And he takes them next to the fence, and he lets the mouse walk around. And the mouse walks around and acts sort of sleepy. And so Rex just lays there and watches and turns his attention away occasionally. And one moment when he turned his attention away, the mouse ran through the fence and out of the way. And Rex couldn't get to him. And Rex looked at him and said, "Okay." And so he was off to another game. I like fun. Fun is not doing the same thing again and again and again. Fun is being creative. Fun is finding new things to be excited about, finding new adventures to follow, finding new journeys to engage yourself in. This is what life's all about. Too often we forget what it means to have fun. Have fun doesn't mean some gigantic condition or gigantic creation in our world. It means all of the thousands, millions, billions of little things. Fun is breathing. Breathing deeply sometimes and breathing lightly other times, but breathing. Fun is just breathing and loving it. Fun is smiling. Oh yes, fun is smiling. And looking at all the world and benignly saying the world is good. Oh, you look at the world and with your nightly gift, you say, "You are wonderful, you are wonderful." And you smile on the world and the world knows that it is good and that it is approved. It doesn't need to be approved, but it likes to know that now and once. It likes to have that approval every once in a while. But you see, that approval is fun. That approval is being creative. That approval is releasing from within us all of the magic that we are and all of the possibilities that we are and all of the dreams that we are. That approval says that we are paying attention and we are aware and alert of all things that are going on. That approval is very, very important. Now, are you ready for that approval in your life, in your affairs, in your condition? Are you ready for the approval that you're having fun, that you're being creative? Are you ready for that approval? Well, then go and walk. And walk around the block. Walk up the hills and down the hills. And walk as far as you want. And when you want to rest, sit down. "Oh, you don't sit and do this here." Hey. Nobody tells me what I do and how I sit and how I rest and how I don't. Well, that's a lazy person. You don't sit and rest after you walk for 10 minutes. Hey, if I want to, I can. If it's fun for me to sit, I do. So I sit down right on the grass, right next to where I am. I sit down and I'm so happy. I sit right down there. And as I sit down there, what happens? I'm sitting on the grass. And the grass is so beautiful. The grass is so lovely. And I pick up a blade of grass. And I say, "What a lovely blade of grass." And I put it in my mouth. And I suck on the blade of grass and I say, "What a beautiful blade of grass." And someone else might say, "That's dirty grass. That's grass that's out in the dirt and so forth in the environment." No, it isn't. It's a beautiful... I could not put anything into my mouth that was not beautiful and good. I could not put anything in my mouth that's not pure and magnificent and fun. And I take that piece of grass, just one blade of grass, and I lick it from end to end, as though it is a great sheet. And I say, "This is fun." And then I say, "Okay, now I'm going to chop it. Chop, 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 chop with my teeth." And so I get the flavor of the grass. And then I say, "Yeah, so be it." And I spit it out. And then I get up and I continue walking. I like fun. And fun is in the little things. Fun is in the magic things. And just as I was sitting here speaking with my eyes closed and saying something, who should walk into my focus? Who should come into my hand? But Jeannie. Jeannie stepped right into my hand. She was right there to tell me that she is wanting my attention. And I touch her gentle fur, and it is so loving. And I say, "Who, what kind of a creature can have such beautiful soft fur like this? It's like the alpaca. It's like that very fine sheep in the highlands. It has that very fine fur too. Well, Jeannie has that kind of fur, and she is that kind of cat, and she is utterly amazing. And this is what happens to you too. You are utterly amazing, and I am utterly amazing when I go into my life and be creative, be thoughtful, be loving. For that's what the world's all about, being creative, being thoughtful, and being loving. And that's what I'm all about, and that's what you're all about. So, do you like fun? I like fun. Do you like being creative? I like being creative. So let's have fun and be creative together and live a fabulous, joyous, magical, exciting life in the now, and all is ours to do it with. Have a lovely day and have a wonderful adventure in liking fun and being creative.